started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies toward us. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your name that is producing victories in our lives and situations. Thank you for helping us every time we need your help. Thank you for solving problems in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that is reigning in our hearts. Thank you for frustrating and destroying the plans of the wicked one that were formed against us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up above our enemies. Thank you for giving us dominion over all the forces of darkness. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for giving us blessings we do not deserve. Thank you for blessing us with more than enough. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the progress you are giving to us. You have taken away limitations and obstacles from our path. Thank you for drawing us closer to yourself. Thank you for speaking to us through your voice. Thank you for leading and guiding us into the right ways we should follow. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We ask, O Lord, that as we would spend time in your presence right now to worship you and to pray, O Lord, touch every one of us. Bless us from your throne. Change our situations. Change our lives. Dominate all the works of darkness going on in our lives. Give us complete deliverance and breakthroughs in Jesus' name. As we pray, O Lord, fill us with the fullness of your Holy Spirit. Empower us with your Holy Ghost to pray and to prevail. Give us the right prayer point you would want us to pray in the name of Jesus. And as we open our mouths to worship and to pray, O Lord, fill our mouths with your utterances in Jesus' name. Have your way in our midst, O Lord. And let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing some worship songs. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. We are grateful, O Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, O Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, O Lord. We are grateful, Father, we are grateful, O Lord, for your goodness, We are grateful, O Lord, for your kindness, for all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, O Lord. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives, because Jesus lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Glorious God, be your faithful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious in your ways. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. King of kings, you are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Hell shall die, hell shall die, Elohim and Adonai. Each three, you are still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai. I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are yet to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name, Almighty God. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails, who never fails, forevermore. We have a God, we have a God, who never fails. We have a God, who never fails. We have a God, who never fails. Who never fails, who never fails, forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. I will praise Thee. I will praise Thee. I will praise Thee forevermore. I will praise Jesus. I will praise Thee. I will praise Thee. I will praise Thee forevermore. I will serve Jesus. I will serve Him. I will serve Him. I will serve Him forevermore. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, never, ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never. It can never, never, ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, you're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. You are not a man, you're not a man. You're not a man. Lord, you are the one who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, you're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Heaven is my home. Until I reach my home. Heaven is my home. Until I reach my home, I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home, this world is not my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, on. Till I reach my home. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you. I'll live for you. Alone, every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my whole heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, and every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you. Begin to worship our blessed name with the whole of your heart. Worship Him. Worship the Lamb of God that was slain. Worship Jesus. Worship your Creator, your Father, your God, your Healer, your Restorer, your Redeemer, your Strength, your Fortress. Worship Him. He is your Helper. He is the Savior of your soul. Praise Him. He rules and reigns forever. He makes impossible things possible. He controls all situations. He determines what will happen before they happen. Praise Him. He gives power to the powerless. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives strength to the weak. Life to the dead. Revival to the dying. Worship Him. He does great and mighty works. He does great signs and wonders. He does terrible things in righteousness. Praise Him. He opens doors no man can shut. It shuts doors no man can open. Worship Him. It lifts up a man, and no one can bring him down. No one could bring the man down. We praise you, Father. You are greater than all. You are stronger than all. Higher than all. Wiser than all. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, Father. You change things, and yet you remain unchanged. You change people. You change situations. You change unchangeable things. We worship you, Father. You speak and your words come to pass. Because you cannot lie. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We shall serve you forever. We shall love you forever. We shall praise you forever. And we shall please you forever. For you are our Lord. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For glorifying your name in my life and situations. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for glorifying your name in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Whenever God answers your prayers, that means he has glorified his name in your life. Because every prayer we pray them in his name. So whenever he answers your prayers, it means his name has been glorified in your life. So thank him for answering your prayers. Thank him for glorifying your his name in your life. Thank him for glorifying his name in your life and situations. Thank you, Father, for exalting your name in my life, for honoring your name in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for the blessings you have given to me that I am yet to see.
Say thank you, Father, for the blessings you have given to me that I am yet to see with my eyes. Open your mouth and begin to thank you.
Continue to thank him. There are blessings God have already given to you that you are yet to see them. You are yet to see their physical manifestations, but they have already been given to you. Thank him for those blessings, because those blessings, they will manifest in their right times. They will manifest in their times. Say, Father, thank you for the blessings you have released into my life that I am yet to see them physically. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. He has to begin to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for helping my faith to grow so that I can experience victory and miracles. Usually when God wants to do miracles in your life, God will first of all increase your faith. God will first of all help your faith to grow so that those miracles can happen. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for helping my faith to grow. Thank you for giving strength to my faith so that I can experience victories and miracles. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for helping my faith to grow. Thank you, Father, for strengthening my faith. Thank you, Father, for helping my faith to grow so that I can experience miracles and victories. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercies, to my life every good thing that is lacking in my life. You can say, Father, according to your mercies, add to my life every good thing that is missing in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, add to my life all that is missing, the virtues that are missing, the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit that is missing, the gift of the Spirit that is missing. Oh Lord, add them to my life. the wisdom that is missing, the power, the authority, the strength. Oh Lord, add them to my life. Every good thing that is missing in my life. Say, Father, according to your mercies, add them to my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, look unto my life. Look upon my life. And those things that you know my life is missing. Yeah, because sometimes what you think you need at this time is not what God thinks you need. So begin to say, Father, look upon me in your mercy and add to my life the good things you can't find in my life. The good things that you discover it's missing in my life. The good things that I need at this time. Oh Lord, add them to my life. The things that you consider to be missing in my life. Oh Lord, add them to my life right now. By your mercies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray. You can say, Father, in your mercy, beautify my life with your glory. Decorate my life with your glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray it out. Say, Father, in your mercy, beautify my life with your glory. According to your mercies, beautify my life with your glory. Even the glory of your presence. Decorate my life with your glory. In the name of Jesus. Father, decorate my life with your glory. Beautify my life with your glory. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are praying that prayer with the whole of your heart. Say, Father, design my life with your glory. Decorate my life with your glory. Beautify my life with your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something new in my life. that will announce the greatness of you before the eyes of all men. You're going to say, Father, do something new in my life. Do new things in my life that will announce the greatness of you in the sight of all men. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Say, Father, do new things in my life. 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 Thank you, Lord. Do new things in my situations. That new things that will announce the greatness of your power in the sight of everyone, in the sight of all men. Do new things in my life, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, revive every good thing that is dead in my life. Say, Father, revive them now. Whether they are spiritual or physical, say, Father, give life to every good thing that is dead in my life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, revive them now. Revive them now. Revive them now. Every good thing that is dead in my life, every good thing dead in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, oh Lord, revive them now. Give life to them. Bring them back to life. In the name of Jesus. Every good thing, whether spiritual or physical, that is dead in my life, Father, give life to them. Bring them back to life. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy everything the enemy is planning to put me to shame. Everything the enemy is doing to put me to shame and disgrace. Say, Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. open your mouth and pray. Mahasra shush deketeshanala. Everything agents of darkness are doing and planning to put me to shame, to put me to disgrace. Oh Lord, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Everything the kingdom of darkness are putting together so that shame and disgrace can happen in my life. Oh Lord, destroy and scatter them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every cloud of darkness that has formed over my life to cause evil to prevail in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every cloud of darkness that has formed over my life, over my spirit, over my soul, over my head, over my body, over my environment, over my family, over my my house, to ensure that evil prevail. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every cloud of darkness that has gathered themselves over my life to rain down evil on my life, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. The Bible says, for our God is a consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. God is going to manifest himself as the consuming fire in your life because of your enemies, so as to consume your enemies. God is going to manifest himself as the consuming fire. So you're going to pray. You begin to say, Almighty God, manifest in my life, in my situations, as the consuming fire to destroy all the activities of the enemy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Almighty God, manifest yourself in my life and situations as the consuming fire to destroy all that the enemy is doing against me. Manifest yourself now as the consuming fire. Continue to pray like that. Manifest yourself now as the consuming fire. Manifest yourself now as the consuming fire. Thank you, Lord. In my body, manifest yourself as the consuming fire to destroy everything you have not planted. In my soul, oh God, manifest yourself as the consuming fire to destroy everything that is of darkness. In my spirit, oh God, manifest yourself as the consuming fire. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself as the consuming fire to destroy my enemies and the oppressions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, rain down your judgment and wrath upon the powers of darkness that will not stop attacking me. Say, Father, rain down your judgment and wrath upon the powers of darkness, upon the agents of darkness that will not stop attacking me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Rain down your judgment. Rain down your wrath. Rain down your judgment. Rain down your wrath. Rain down your judgment. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, rain down your judgment and wrath upon the agents of darkness, creatures of darkness, forces of darkness, princes of darkness that will not stop attacking me. Rain down your judgment upon them now. Rain down your wrath upon them. In the name of Jesus, rain down your judgment. Rain down your wrath upon them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from everything that is binding me with covenant of darkness. Say, Father, deliver me from everything that is connecting me with covenants of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, deliver me, set me free from everything in me that is binding me with covenants of darkness. Oh Lord, deliver me from them. Uproot such things from my life. In the name of Jesus, uproot such things from my life. In the name of Jesus, everything that is binding me, connecting me with covenants of darkness, everything that is activating covenant of darkness in my life, oh Lord, deliver me from them now. Uproot them from my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, through your Holy Spirit, align my choices and decisions with your plans for my life. You're going to say, Father, through your Holy Spirit in me, align my choices and decisions with your plans for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is wrong for you to make choices that is contrary to God's plans for your life. It is wrong for you to make decisions that is opposite of God's plans for your life. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, align my choices and decisions with your plans for my life, with your will for my life, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, activate your covenant of good health in my life. Make me to enjoy good health for the rest of my life on earth. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, activate your covenant of good health in my life. Activate your covenant of good health in my family. Make me enjoy good health for the rest of my life on earth. Throughout the days of my life on earth, O Lord, make me enjoy good health. In the name of Jesus, activate your covenant of good health in my life. Activate your covenant of good health in my life. Activate your covenant of good health in the life of my children, in the life of my spouse, in the life of my family members, in the life of my relatives. Activate your covenant of good health right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the hunger of God upon every kingdom of darkness, creature of darkness, that is fighting the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Begin to say, I invoke those anger upon every kingdom of darkness and creatures of darkness, fighting against the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Blessed invoke God's anger to destroy every creature of darkness and kingdoms of darkness, fighting against the fulfillment of God's plans, the fulfillment of God's will in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them all. Let the hunger of God destroy them all. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire from the throne of God visit every prison of darkness holding my life captive and release me now. Say, in the name of Jesus, let fire from the throne of God visit every prison of darkness holding my life, calling and destiny captive, and release me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire from the throne of God. It is written that fire goeth forth before the Lord and consumes his foes on every side. It is written that the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let fire come out from the throne of God to destroy every prison of darkness holding my life captive. Right now, in Jesus' name, let fire from the throne of God locate every prison of darkness that is holding the glory of my destiny captive and release them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. So don't get tired of raising up your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let fire from the throne of God destroy every power of darkness aborting my miracles before they manifest. Let fire from the throne of God destroy every power of darkness aborting my miracles, aborting my blessings before they manifest. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let fire from the throne of God consume such powers. Every witchcraft, every spell, every enchantment, every divination, every sorcery, every magic that is aborting my blessings and miracles before they appear in my life, be consumed by the fire of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, for our God is a consuming fire. Let fire from the throne of God destroy every enchantment and divination and sorcery and magic and spells and witchcraft that is aborting my miracles, aborting my blessings before they appear in my life. Let the fire from the throne of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. That is Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, Let every arrow of darkness fired into my life go back to their senders right now in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Every arrow of darkness fired into my life, go back to your senders right now in Jesus' name. Go back to your senders. Go back to your senders. Arrow of darkness, arrows of evil, arrows of failures, arrows of shame, arrows of infirmities, arrows of diseases, arrows of weaknesses, go back to your senders. Arrows of lukewarmness, arrows of fear, arrows of faithlessness, go back to your senders. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Every arrow of darkness fired into my life, I command you in the name of Jesus, go back to your senders. Go back to your senders. Come out of my life and go to your senders. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, this includes even physical weapons. It's not only referring to spiritual weapons. This also includes physical weapons. So which means, let's say for instance, someone came to you and point a gun at you. Yeah, and then wants to fire the bullet at you. You can just tell the person that it is written, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you will discover that the person will not, is either the person will not be able to pull the trigger, or the bullet will just disappear. Yeah, so these weapons include physical weapons that are formed against us. So whether they are physical weapons or they are spiritual weapons, the word of God says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Whether the weapon is in form of a virus or poison or whatever, the Bible says no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. So you are going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every weapon of darkness, whether physical or spiritual, that is formed against me, begin to fail right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bashade kishde letochenegala. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let every weapon of darkness formed against me, whether they are physical or spiritual, whether they are visible or invisible, let them begin to feel right now. Let them begin to feel right now. Irrespective of whatever form the weapons take to attack me, I command them to feel right now. In the name of Jesus, I command them to feel right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are physical or spiritual, every weapon formed against me, I decree that they shall not prosper. They shall fail. In the name of Jesus, they shall not prosper. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You'll be sitting now with your mighty hand. Break into pieces every barrier Satan has set before me to stop me from breaking through. Every barrier Satan has set to prevent my breakthroughs, to prevent my progress, Father, break those barriers into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Break those barriers into pieces. Every barrier set by darkness, by Satan, to prevent the manifestation of my breakthroughs and success and progress. O God of Israel, break them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Every satanic barrier, witchcraft barrier, every demonic barrier that is standing to prevent my success and progress, O God of Israel, break them now into pieces. Thank you, Lord. Break them now into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every activity of darkness going on to take away peace from my life, to take away peace from my environment. Let the fire of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I come against every activity of darkness going on to withdraw peace from my life, to withdraw peace from my environment. Let the fire of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God consume them all. Let the fire of God consume them all. Let the fire of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible told us in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it says, arise, shine, arise, shine. Isaiah 15, verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You're going to pray. Your life has come, and that is why you have to rise. And you have to shine. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I receive grace to do things that will allow the light of God in me to shine forth. You're going to say, I receive grace to do things that will release the light of God in me, the light of God upon me to shine forth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The light is there already. The glory is there already. But there is something we have to do. There is something you have to do. It's not about what God is not doing. It's about what you are not doing. The fulfillment of your destiny is not about what God is not doing. Is about what you are not doing. The manifestation of your calling is not about what God is not doing. It's about what you are not doing. So heaven is waiting for you to do something that will release that light into shining. Begin to say, I receive grace. Begin to say, I receive grace to do things that will release the light of God in me, the light of God on me into shining in the name of Jesus. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive strength. To do things that will release the light of God in me. and on me to break forth into shining in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Your light has come. And then the glory has come also. Then what are you doing? If your light has come, and then the glory from the Lord has come also, then what are you doing? Why is the light not shining? Why is the glory not being revealed? Yeah, we can see the why. It says, arise, shine. So it's an instruction. Yeah, so it's going to take a deliberate effort to shine, to rise. So now this is not something that God has to do. This is something that we have to do. So it's that verse says, arise, shine. So it's like a command or an instruction. Arise. Shine. Why? Because everything you need for the shining is available. The light is available. The glory is available. So all that heaven is waiting for is that you will rise and then shine. And as you rise, you shine immediately, just as the sun rises. You know, as the sun rises, the sun begins to shine. So the rising and the shining, they are together. Yeah, but God is waiting for you to take a step, for you to do something, for you to rise. So immediately you rise, God will do the shining. Yeah, God will do the shining. So you're going to pray until you begin to do certain things. God will not do certain things. Yeah, and what is it that is expected of you to do? I don't know. Yeah, because I'm not the one who created you for a purpose. Yeah, so you need to find out what is it you are not doing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see what they need to do at this time for my light to shine, for your glory upon me to shine. Say, Father, open my eyes to see what I need to do at this time. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, open my eyes to see what I have to do at this time for your light in me to shine. For my light to shine. for your glory on my life to shine. O Lord, open my eyes to see what I need to do at this time, things that I need to do concerning your assignment for my life, things that I need to do concerning your calling on my life, things that I need to do concerning your purpose for my life. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Shining the light and shining the glory. Shining the light of God and shining the glory of God also has to do with faith. It has to do with faith. Yeah, because the verse says, arise, shine. Yeah, for your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So which means that you need to take a step of faith. And while you are taking that step, you might not see any shining happening. You might not see the glory manifesting. You might not see the glory of God exploding. Yeah, but God wants you to take the step of faith. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to take steps of faith that will release the light of God in my life and the glory of God on my life into shining. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to take steps of faith. I receive grace to take action by faith. I receive grace to take action by faith that we release the light of God in my life and the glory of God on my life into shining. Yeah, maybe you need to go to hospitals and start praying for the sick people to be healed, for you to see the glory of the Lord shine through your life. Maybe you need to do something practical, something intentional, something serious. Then I receive grace to take actions of faith that will release the light of God in me and the glory of God on me into shining. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Arise, shine. Yeah, the word arise means that a person has been doing nothing or relaxing or sleeping. Yeah. Many Christians today are sleeping. They are so lazy. They are so lazy. They are so lazy, they can't pray, they can't fast, they can't trust God, they can't meditate on God's word, they can't hunger and thirst for more of God. They are so lazy. I hope you are not lazy. The manifestation of God's glory in the head is not for lazy people. It's not for lazy Christians. It's not for sleeping Christians. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of laziness, lukewarmness, and weakness that is stopping the manifestation of God's glory in my life and destiny. You're going to say, I cast out that spirit. Open your mouth and pray. I cast out every spirit of laziness, lukewarmness, and unseriousness and weakness that is preventing the manifestation of God's glory in my life, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. I cast out such spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I refuse to believe. I refuse to be idle. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. To arise also mean that to relax, to stay in a comfort zone. Yeah, to stay in a comfort zone and not want to leave the comfort zone. To not want to do things that is considered inconvenience. Yeah, when you are running away from things that you consider to be inconvenience, things you consider to be uncomfortable, whereas these are the things that the angels are waiting for you to start doing. For the glory of God to be revealed through your life. And then you consider those things as uncomfortable, as inconvenience. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to step out of my comfort zone, to step out of my convenience, And there are things that we give birth to the manifestation of God's glory in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength and courage and boldness to step out of my comfort zone, to step out of my convenience and do practical things that will give birth to the glory of God, to the manifestation of the glory of God in my life, calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to do that. I receive courage and boldness to do that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. If you read the book of Joshua chapter 1, you're going to see how God kept on repeating two things to Joshua over and over again. God kept on telling him these two words. God kept on saying, be strong and courageous. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and very courageous. Yeah. You will see those two words repeating itself. I don't know how many times God repeated those two words. You can go and read Joshua chapter 1. God kept on telling him, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Why? Because everything that Joshua needs to fulfill his calling is already available to him. The power of God is with him. The glory of God is with him. Everything is already with him. But God knows that there is just one thing that can stop his mission, stop his success. And that is if he becomes so fearful and weak. So God kept on telling him, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Yeah. Many of the things you think you need, like some people will say, I'm waiting for God to supply the money that I need, then I will start this assignment he wants me to do. Now, do you know that even the money you need has been provided? Everything you need has been provided. God just wants you to begin to take bold steps and steps of faith and not steps of fear. So you're going to pray. Yeah, because as you take those steps, everything that God has already provided will now start appearing to you physically. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be strong and courageous. Help me to be strong and creatures on standing, fulfilling the assignment you have given to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, help me to be strong and courageous concerning the things you require from my life, concerning the assignments you have given to me to do for you. The Father, help me to be strong and courageous so that I can do the assignment successfully, and so that I can please you. Help me, Father, to be strong and courageous concerning the assignment you have given to me to do for you. Help me, O Lord, to be strong and courageous concerning fulfilling your calling that is upon my life. Father, help me to be strong and courageous concerning doing the task you demand from my life. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You need to ask yourself this question. How much am I willing to do because I trust the word of God? How far am I willing to go because I trust the word of God? Because I trust that God's word is true and not a lie. So how far are you willing to go for God? How much are you willing to suffer for God because you trust Him? Because you trust His word? And because you love Him, how much are you willing to do? How much are you willing to sacrifice? How much are you willing to give up, to lay down? You're going to pray. It is the way you handle God and the things of God and the word of God that God will also handle you. Yeah, if you handle the things of God carelessly, you handle the word of God carelessly, as though it's not true, as though trusting God is just a waste of time, then God also will have that same attitude towards you. God also will not take the things about you seriously. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be willing and ready to sacrifice everything because I trust your word. The Father, help me to be willing and ready to do everything in my strength can do because I trust your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, help me to go far in doing your will because I trust your word. Help me to labor hard in doing your will, in serving you, in working for you, because I trust your word that you cannot lie. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to labor so hard. Help me to labor so hard because I trust that your word is true. Because I love you. Help me to labor so hard, doing your will, working for you, serving you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see how great the future you have prepared for me is. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see how great the future you have designed for me is, so that I can apply my heart to wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je suis né de tes yeux de gloire. Open my eyes, Jesus, to see how great the future you have prepared for me is, so that I will be wise in my actions and decisions. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. Open my eyes right now to see how great the future you have ordained for me is. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Now, don't forget, in that Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, shine. It did not only say arise, it says shine. Now, you can say, to shine is to switch on something. Yeah, it's just like the way you switch on the light. Yeah, there was a place in the Bible, maybe 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy, where Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy. He said, do not neglect the gift of God that is in you. Yeah, he was telling him that he should make use of the gift of God that is in him. So there is something you have to do to switch on the gifts of God that is in you. There are gifts of God in you. There is something you have to do to activate the gift, to switch them on. Teach me how to believe of God that is in me. Some people, because some you need to pray. The Holy Spirit, teach me how to stir up the gift of God that is in me. Teach me how to switch on the gift of God that is in me. Yeah, some of you, you can pray in tongues, but you don't know how to do it. The Holy Spirit can teach you and also help you. The Holy Spirit, teach me to stir up the gift of God that is in me. Some of you can see visions. You can hear God's voice. You just don't know how. In fact, some of you can work miracles. You can heal the sick. You just don't know how. The Holy Spirit can teach you and help you. So, Holy Spirit, teach me and help me to stir up the gift of God that is in me, so that my generation can be blessed and transformed and revived in the name of Jesus. Teach me, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, Ancient of Days, mighty God, mighty Savior, mighty Healer, mighty Deliverer, we adore you. We praise you for who you are. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We worship you, O Lord, for you reign from everlasting to everlasting. You do great and mighty works. You do impossible things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. O God of our salvation. O God, our fortress. O God, our deliverer. I ask that you intervene in the situations of your people right now. Intervene in their situations and help them now in Jesus' name. Strengthen those that are weak in their bodies and souls and spirits. Father, strengthen them now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you empower everyone here with grace and anointing and power to fight and overcome all battles the enemy brings against them. Father, empower them now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you uproot from their lives every evil plantation of the enemy that is taking roots and gaining ground. O Lord, uproot them now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you tear up the gift you have placed in everyone here so that they can be a blessing to their generation. Oh Lord, tear up those gifts right now. Let your gift in everyone here begin to manifest for the whole world to receive those manifestations. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you shall not fail the purpose for your creation. In the name of Jesus, the main reason why God created you and placed you in this earth, you shall not fail that reason. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall receive enlightenment and visions and understanding and revival to fulfill your divine purpose in the earth at this time. In Jesus' name, every good thing that is struggling to survive in your life, I decree that they receive life right now. Every good thing that is already dead in your life, I decree that they receive life now in the name of Jesus. All the virtues and spiritual abilities you used to have before, but now you can't find them anymore, I decree that they come back to life again. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that real prosperity shall be your portion. Real deliverance, real healing shall be your portion. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name.